We ask the Lord in the opening prayer to grant that we may honor him with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. That brings to mind a profound quote from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Holy Cross, otherwise known as St. Edith Stein. It's a quote that I've referred to rather often, where she says, "Accept nothing as truth if it does not contain love, and accept nothing as love if it does not contain truth." I'll say that again because it's worth remembering. Accept nothing as truth if it does not contain love, and accept nothing as love if it does not contain truth. Her words, I believe, are necessary in our times when falsehoods and lies consistently parade around as truth. We live in a time where people are under the delusion of insanity. I think of the whole transgender movement that thinks that a man can simply become a woman at will and vice versa. Or I think about the influence of sin that we have that's forcing us to accept all these evil things, these insane things, under the guise of so-called tolerance. We live in an age when lust is confused with love, and we're brainwashed into accepting the culture of death, where things like abortion, assisted suicide, isolation of the sick and the elderly, isolation of children from family and friends, all these are placed under the guise of compassion or love. I'm really convinced that the world has lost its mind. Things that God calls evil, man calls good. Common sense is as rare as an honest politician. Faith in God has practically disappeared, and human decency, respect for and love of neighbor, these things are no more. We're taught to fend and to live entirely for ourselves, to have no respect for others, no self-respect or respect for anyone else. Do what you want, say what you want, and to heck with everybody else. This is how people think. And now we live in a world where we hate and we fear one another. This is exactly what Satan wants. It's exactly what he wants. And this country is giving in to him more and more each and every day. It's no surprise. You mention God, you mention Jesus, you mention just something as simple as faith to somebody, they get defensive. "Who are you to judge me?" they say. You ask someone to watch their language in public, and you're told to F off. You make a comment about sexual morality, and you're a prude or a phobe of some sort, or a hater or a bigot. Heck, today, if you just as much say the Pledge of Allegiance or salute the flag, somebody will probably call you a racist. We've been brainwashed into dependence. Dependence on society, dependence on the government, dependence on others' opinions or deceptions in order to find approval. And that's our problem. We're seeking human beings' approval and not God's approval. And this is why I'm telling you, people have gone plumb nuts. They've abandoned God, and abandoning God, they abandon faith, and abandoning faith, they abandon hope, love, and truth. And it comes down simply to that. A lack of faith in God, a lack of faith in one another, a lack of faith in ourselves. No one hopes or trusts in the goodness and the promises of God. No one hopes for or trusts in the goodness and the kindness of other people or ourselves. We don't see that good in ourselves. There's no love, no respect for God, others, or ourselves. And that's it. Faith, hope, and love. Obedience to God, love for others, respect for ourselves, and also ascending to truth. Having our minds ascend to truth itself. The basis for all this, St. Paul reminds us, is love. Strive, he says, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a more excellent way, the way of love. In the end, St. Paul says, faith, hope, and love remain, but the greatest of these is love. And there's a reason for that. God gives us the gift of faith. God gives us the gift of hope, but God himself is love, and God never fails. Going back to St. Teresa's quote, God is love and God is truth. God never fails because love never fails and truth never fails. And those two go together. Out of love for us, God has revealed himself and he calls us back into a communion of love, loving union with him and loving union with one another. But this love can only be lived in truth, and God's commandments lead us to that divine honesty. True love is precisely that. To truly love is to love and to live in the truth. It excludes dishonesty. It excludes lies and falsehoods. It excludes deception and delusion. It takes away illusions and even excludes those so-called half-truths or white lies that sometimes we like a little bit too much. Your heart, your mind, your soul, your intellect, your will, your desires, everything about us. We can try to hide these things from others, but all those things that are interior about us, these things are openly naked before God. God who sees and knows all things. We cannot lie to him, ever. If we want to live an honest and holy life, then we must surrender all of these things, surrender our hearts and minds, our souls, wills, intellect, desires, everything to God, offering him and allowing him to enter into our hearts and our minds, to bind our wounds, to strengthen our souls, to guide our will to follow his, to purify our desires. Like the people of the synagogue in Jesus' time, we think that we're okay. We're okay by going to church and living a good life, it seems. At least by appearance it is. We have that good appearance. But it takes more than just going to church and looking good. It takes deep introspection, a conversion of heart and mind and soul, and being honest before God. If we're filled with pride, if we're filled with greed, if we're filled with lust or anger or gluttony or laziness or envy, then we're just making a lot of noise, as St. Paul says. We're not living in truth. We're not living in love. But just because the world is going nuts, brothers and sisters, does not mean that we have to join them, ever. Like Jeremiah, we Christians have been chosen to live the truth in love and to lovingly teach the truth to others, the truth about God, the truth about ourselves, his commandments, his will, and our conformity. And that's the whole thing. We can't be hypocrites. We have to live ourselves in conformity to the gospel. And where do we find this life-giving truth? We find it in the sacred scriptures, in the life and the words of Jesus, the teachings of the apostles, the teachings of the church, and by asking the Holy Spirit's guidance in everything. We need his wisdom. We need his understanding and clarity that we may see and understand all things with the eyes and the mind of Christ and to love with the heart of Christ. Jesus said, "I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The world may not want to hear that truth, but it needs to hear it. It may be that they reject the truth, that we might be rejected ourselves, but we still have to proclaim and live that truth. When the world asks us, what is truth, as Pilate asked, our answer is Christ. When the world asks us, what is love, our answer again is Christ. As we prayed, may we always seek the truth that is and comes from Christ, and in finding it, have the wisdom and the grace to live the truth in loving obedience to God and loving service for the well-being, both spiritual and physical, of our brothers and sisters, to love and take care in truth of one another.